Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Dawn will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. I got to give a shout out to Lisa. She does a wonderful job on our introductions and our commercials. And Your Future Is Now is sponsored by speakerspathway.com. My throat's a little under the weather, so please forgive me. I'm joined today by Dandy Don McGrath. Dandy Don, how you doing today, sir?
Doing fantastic. We've had some lousy weather here in Colorado. Today's the sun is shining, so I'm super excited and about having a great day here.
I hear you, brother. You know, last week we had a tremendous show with Preston Martelli on, one of our executive training directors, and he delivered a tremendous amount of value in branding and marketing. And ladies and gentlemen, you can follow up with that at Toganet here at the website there. And you can scroll to our, just click on our shows and scroll down. You'll see Don and Mine's picture. Click on either one of those and you can download Preston's podcast. You can follow us on iTunes. We ask that you subscribe to us, please. But most importantly, Preston last week, he dropped some bombs on us, didn't he, Don?
He really did. And, you know, one thing I really love about Preston and what he does is he walks the talk. So he took his family on a one-year trip around the world where he had, you know, the quote-unquote laptop lifestyle. And how many people out there would love that? So he shared with us so many valuable tips about how he actually did that and grew his business while on the road.
Yeah, he really did. And you think about that laptop lifestyle. Think of creating your own LLC, your laptop lifestyle career.
I love that, Jim.
It really is, because that's what it's about. And Dandy, if you'd be kind enough to take the mic a little bit, I'm going to mute mine and clear my throat.
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that Jim and I were just talking about is next week I'm going to be on a camping trip doing some rock climbing, but I'll still be here for the show. And I've done the show from standing on the corner in Winslow, Arizona. I've done it from all over the place. And that's what Preston was able to do with his business. And it is something that many, many people aspire to. And it really is a matter of really taking the reins and making the decision that you want to just have, be your own boss. And that's one of the things that we talk about a lot here on Your Future Is Now, is how to take control, develop your own business, start your own entrepreneurial venture, and make it a super, super success.
You're exactly right, Don. I tell you, it's really amazing, because when Don and I started speakerspathway.com, here's a nicety to know, and I'm going to ask Don to give a, you know, an overview of it in a minute, but we knew going out of the gate, we were going to need some help. And we surrounded ourselves with 7 executive training directors. Now, what's in it for you? As Don gives the overview there, as far as the value to a member, what's in it for you is that you can do the very same thing that Don and I did. You surround yourself with subject matter experts, and most importantly, you can pick their brains just like it's your own brain. You can create that LLC, that laptop lifestyle career, and no one can stop you. Am I correct on that, Don?
Absolutely, Jim, and I love that. I wrote that down, laptop lifestyle career. I've never actually heard that before. You may have actually coined something brand new today.
So it came, Jim, this morning in between taking a shower and scrubbing my head with shampoo. That's true.
But, you know, it really all starts with, and Emerson, when he joins, is going to talk a lot about this. It all starts with identifying a problem. identifying a problem that you can solve in some unique way, so that when a customer, a potential customer, sees what you're doing, hears what you're doing, gets to know how you solve their problem, they decide then and there that you are the only one, you are the one they need to work with, because you offer something so different. Your strategy is your uniqueness. So that's what Jim and I set out to do from the get-go, is create something unique that offered so much value relative to other offerings out there in the market. Right, Jim?
You're absolutely correct on that. Excuse me. And most importantly, as we gave, what happened to us was that little hinges opened big doors for us. We got aligned with other organizations, and that's exactly what you want to do, ladies and gentlemen. You want to align yourself with associates who can help you, who have got the same type of mindset, they got the same type of mission in mind, and they can help you build your LLC. And I'm not making this up, because Don and I did it from a dream, and we turned our dream into a reality. And we were so scared right out of the gate, to be honest with you. The first executive training director we called was Koji Somali. And Don and I were sitting on the couch. I can still see this. And Don said, well, are you ready? And I says, well, I'm as ready as I'm going to be. Because after all they can do is say no and hang up on us while he's laughing. But the truth of it was, when we got Koji on the phone, Koji knew who we were. He knew we were coming from the heart, and we said, this is what we're wanting to do. This is our vision. This is what we see. This is the problem that we're going to be fixing for a multitude of people. And Koji says, I'm in. 200%. I'm in. And with that positive feedback, me and Don go, wow. Then we had the courage to call a guy by the name of Bill Heinrich, a high-level business coach, because at first we thought we were too small. We thought we were just little bitty guys. And Bill would say, listen, guys, I appreciate the phone call, appreciate the offer, and I wish you well in your venture, but, you know, no thank you. But he didn't. He was in too, like that. That's when we knew we were on to something. And the moral of that story, or the point of it, is, ladies and gentlemen, is don't be afraid to ask the question. Because if you're afraid to ask the question, you'll never get the right answer that's right for you to make the right decision for you. Remember, you're going to solve a problem, and you got to figure out what that problem is. And to get the correct information, the valuable information you need to ask subject matter experts. That's all Don and I did. Am I correct, Don?
Yeah, exactly. You got to get help. If you're sitting there thinking, gosh, you know, I have experience that can really help a lot of people avoid the struggles that I've had, well, you might think it's a great idea, but reach out and get help. That's what we did. We bounced the idea off of some trusted subject matter experts. And because the problem that Jim and I saw is we went to a lot of speaker training. We were really trying to work on our speaking, get on stages. And what we saw is a lot of people were going to this training and they would come out, but there was no ongoing support. It was often way too expensive, and they would rack up credit card debt and have to go back into their jobs. And so we said, hey, we think there's a different way to do this. And we bounced that idea off of subject matter experts, and they saw the same problem. So that's what we created. We created a solution to that problem, and we created it really in a matter of 3 days. The problem was so clear to us, right, Jim? I mean, we sat there on my couch, and we recreated the framework for Speakers Pathway Coalition in less than 3 days.
Yeah, exactly. The way all of that happened, ladies and gentlemen, was that Don and I, every time our paths crisscrossed, it came to a head when we were in Orlando, and I think it was May of last year. And Don says, we got to do something. You know, every time we came together, we were both just really fired up about what we were doing. And we got a lucky break. Don's a rock climber, and he was climbing one day, and he slipped and fell. He didn't go all the way down, thank the good Lord. But it was a freak fall, and it slammed him up against a rock, and he broke his right foot. So I knew he was home. And so I'm talking to Don, and we've been working together on Google documents and all that, and phone calls and all this stuff. And I knew we had to get eyeball to eyeball. And I just blurted out, Don, I'm coming to Colorado Springs.
Yeah, not can I come, but I'm coming. right? He's like, you know, he just cut right to the chase, and he knew I couldn't say no.
Oh, I know it. And plus, I knew I had him cornered. We're going to get ready for a break here in a couple minutes. We're going to be bringing Emerson Brantley on. I just want to give a quick, short introduction of who Emerson is. So during the break, be sure you get a pencil and paper. Emerson is high speed. He's a master marketing strategist and a copywriter for the top gurus. Think about that. He also was the creator of the longest-running profitable lead-generating infomercial of all time. He wrote the marketing funnels for a recent $4.3 million launch. And when I read this, of course, I know Emerson, but when I'm reading this, I'm thinking, wow, this guy is something. I better get a pen and paper. He created a strategy and copied and a copy for over 8,800 marketing campaigns in 21 countries. And his list just goes on and on. He created one of his PR campaigns that resulted in over 1,000 media events nationwide in a single weekend. And I'm just going, wow. I mean, when I read that list there and from my notes, Don, how did that impress you?
I'm like, holy man, I don't know if we deserve to have Emerson on our show.
You know,
on top of all those great things, Emerson is just a nice, fun guy. And the first time I met Emerson, he came out on stage in this pirate hat. And I immediately knew this is a guy I need to get to know.
Oh, yeah. I know we'll forget that pirate hat. And I remember one of the first comments he made, he says, the first thing about marketing, the first thing you want to do is repel everybody that you can't help. And I'm going like, okay, he's got my attention now, because that was contrary to all the things that I'd heard up to that point. And when I just went over this is a very brief list of what Emerson has done. When you hear what he has done, when we come back after the break, you'll be glad you got a pen and paper. And be sure and download the podcast later on after the show is over, and please share it with others. We'll be right back right after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Man cannot live by bread alone. He must have his peanut butter. Peanut butter is a pate of childhood, and it's not just for kids, as dogs love it too. Last night I gave my dog a pill hidden in peanut butter. What's a word for a messy concoction that helps the medicine go down? Slibber sauce. Mice apparently prefer peanut butter to cheese when it comes to luring them into the trap. But there are even more practical uses for peanut butter. Peanut butter contains natural oils, which makes it perfect for removing all kinds of sticky things, like gum stuck in your shoe or in your hair. What's a word for the fear of peanut butter sticking to the roof of your mouth? Arachnophobia. And according to Barry Goldwater, if you don't mind smelling like peanut butter for 2 or 3 days, peanut butter is a darn good shaving cream.
It's marching down.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant, and Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And I'm also joined by the co-founder of SpeakersPathway.com, Dandy Don McGrath. In just a few moments, Dandy is going to tell you about our very special guest, Mr. Emerson Brantley. And hopefully during the break, you were able to grab a pen and paper, because Emerson's going to drop some bombshells on us. Because every time Don and I, we trained under Emerson, we taught classes on branding and marketing. And it's a good thing our jaws were hinged to our, you know, close to our ears. Otherwise, mine would have fell down on the table. How about you, Don?
Absolutely. And you know, those of you who are out there listening to this, if you're an entrepreneur, if you have your own small business or even your own big business, I think that when we hear marketing, many of us who aren't experts in that area, we just get scared because we hear about ads, we see big dollars, we hear about funnels, we hear about you got to use this tool and that tool, and there's all these things, avatars and this and that, and our head just, I don't know about you, but my head sometimes explodes. And what I really love about what Emerson's expertise is and what he brings, his special sauce, is he backs up and talks about strategy. And what Emerson does is he helps us to understand our why. And once you have the why, all the other things become easy. So it's my absolute pleasure to welcome to the show Emerson Brantley, and I know he's going to just blow our minds. So welcome, Emerson.
Thank you, Don. Thank you, Jim. It's good to
Thank
be here
you,
with
sir.
You guys.
So tell us a little bit more about, I saw Whiteology. Tell us more about Whiteology.
Whiteology is a partner of mine is named Tim Johnson, was in one of my classes, and at the first break, he pushed that over to me and said, "This is, I finally figured out what you do. It's Whiteology." I said, why what? But I have learned over the years that the place that we have to start at isn't in the who we're going to market to. It's not even in what we're going to sell or what our message is going to be. We really need to start at the why. And the why, you know, about 5% of it is about our why. Usually when people talk about, you know, your why, you know, they're talking, you know, your belly button kind of stuff, you know, looking at your inner purpose in life. But yeah, the reality is, as business owners, our market really doesn't care about that. They care about their why. So when we say, you know, what's in it for me, what we're saying is, what is their why? And what I have found over the years is that it's more important for me to understand why they're going to buy, why I'm the one, why they should believe me instead of anyone else. Or I'll put it in you terms, okay? Why you? Why you now? Why should they change anything in their life? Why should they pay what you charge? Why should they believe you when they've been overpromised and underdelivered their whole life, right? So when I figure those parts out, then all the rest, like you said, Don, all the rest becomes easy. If I know their why they're going to buy, now it's easy to figure out who they are. It's easy to figure out what it is that we need to be selling to them and what the message needs to be that's going to get them to respond. And when I have all of those things in place, I've got the strategy in place for the business to be able to then move into the other things you were mentioning, you know, like, do we do Facebook ads? How about solo ads? How about email? How about direct mail? How about infomercials or whatever? Those are all the tactical, that's all the tactical stuff.
Yeah.
That's the when, that's the where, that's the how.
So that's really amazing.
Turn it upside down. No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, that's really amazing. I'm glad you're sharing that with people, because people are bombarded with, you know, if you want to be successful, you got to buy this tool, or you got to buy this or that or whatever. And they're putting the cart in front of the horse, aren't they?
They are. Every marketing conference, most of the marketing books or courses out there, they talk about this method or that method or this software or this program or this technique or this channel or you know, using video is the big thing now, right? Well, and video is wonderful, but video is a tactical thing. You know, Facebook Live, that's a great tactical thing. But I'll ask a client, I'll say, what's your strategy to reach your market? They say, we're using the Facebook strategy. That's not a strategy.
I see what you mean. Yeah, you're exactly right. Go ahead, please, sir. I'm listening.
Well, when we really figure out their why, and you mentioned something early on that usually is a head turner for people, but we really do want to repel as many people as possible. Because there's 7 billion people in the world. Even Coca-Cola doesn't have them all, you know. So if we know that we're not going to sell to everybody, then why don't we be the ones to decide, here are the ones that I'm going to zone in on. And the way that I put it is the ones that, you know, love you, they listen to you, they do what you tell them to do, they trust you, they forgive us when we screw up, and we all screw up, you know, right?
Yeah.
They buy from you, buy again and again, and they will pay more to deal with you because of the relationship that you built. And that's the one word that really, to me, defines marketing is relationships.
Yes.
And they will send you endless referrals. So
if I can tell a short story here, you might say, someone sitting there might be thinking, well, that sounds really simple, but it's not. It's really actually very hard for us. I was doing a small workshop here a week ago, and I brought some of our members in, and we were talking about, what's their marketing strategy? And I asked a very simple question of them. I said, what are you excellent at? Like, what are you one of the best in the city, the state, the country, the world? And they struggled with answering that question because or often feel like we're not enough, like we don't have what we need. And so I think you can't sit in your room and come up with this, right, Emerson? I mean, that's why we need people like you to help us.
Well, yeah, it's a case of where we've been programmed, and you deal with these programs all the time. I mean, because you help people to deep dive and go past things that are holding them back, Don, and you too, Jim, with your programs.
Yes, sir.
But the thing that there's a saying. It's an old saying, but it's familiarity breeds contempt. Now, it's usually used, to kind of refer to like a couple that's been together for so long that now they don't, it's like they just take each other for granted. But familiarity breeds contempt. Our familiarity with ourself is the greatest of all. We know, we live with ourselves 24/7, 365, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that leads us to hold in low regard the things that really are spectacular in our life. So the example that I use is when you hear somebody at a party or something sit down and they sit down on a piano and they just start, just dancing over the keys of the piano and everybody's clapping and you go to them and you say, man, I've always wished I could play piano like that. That was amazing. And they say something like, if you'd had Mrs. Johnson slap your hands with a ruler every time you hit a wrong note for 7 years when you were a kid, you'd be able to play like. And it's like, it didn't have anything to do with Mrs. Johnson. I'm recognizing the person's gift. I could have Mrs. Johnson for 70 years, and I would never play like they play.
Hmm.
So their gift, the things that they are good at. And what you're saying is something we have to overcome. And recognize that there are things in our lives that we are as good or better than anyone else in the country.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, a lot of times when I'm talking to people, in fact, I said this on the conference call the other day, that when you look at your thumbprint, that shows how special you are. No one's ever had your thumbprint or your fingerprints since the beginning of time and never till the end of time either. You're the only one. And that shows you how uniquely that you're put together with your gifts and your talents. And your challenge in life is how to figure out how and what your why is to be able to leave an imprint
on other people's lives and change their lives. And when you do that, people are going to come to you. They're going to trust you, like Emerson's been talking about. They're going to believe in you. They'll forgive you when you goof up, because all of us do. And most importantly, they will trust you because they know that you're honest and you're credible. That's huge with us, isn't it, Don?
Absolutely. Having that person to help. And, you know, with this workshop I was doing, there was a person who had been a senior manager in like really big companies. And I was helping them to asking those questions. And I said, so what tools and resources can you offer to people? And they said, well, I really don't have any. And I said, well, did you ever have any tools that you used for metrics in your group? Well, yeah. Well, what were they? Boom, boom, boom. Well, were there any things you used to help yourself be more productive? Well, yeah. What were they? Boom, boom, boom. But like Emerson said, we often undervalue and we just don't even recognize the value that we have based upon our struggles, our learning, and what we've done.
And you know, Don, and that's so true. And the value that we have, the value to the other person, thinking in terms of you, in terms of your the you language, the language about the client or prospect. For example, you know, you read down the shopping list of some of the things that I've, you know, had in my career. And the thing is, you both have been in a class with me, so you know, when I'm talking about things like that, I ended up with I always end with, so what? Right?
That's
so
true.
What? And yeah. The so what gives the answer, because unless I can say, so this means to you that, you go, well, I'm not looking for an infomercial. What does that mean to me? That means that even if you were, we'd be able to handle it, but we can handle all these other things too. So what? And being able to answer that so what question is answering that why.
So that's that's really amazing.
You're not my test. You're not my test.
Yeah. That's really amazing, because I remember sitting in class, ladies and gentlemen, and I said something, and Emerson said, so what? And I'm going like, okay. But it's a wake-up call. It's a checkup from the neck up. Yep. And we're getting ready to break here in just a few seconds. We'll be back with more right after these messages.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life, and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's merging than you heard.
Did you hear about Wesley, the golden retriever puppy from Michigan that was fitted with braces? Before you think this is a bona fide insanity, Wesley was born with teeth that were so crooked he couldn't shut his mouth all the way. This was affecting his ability to eat properly. So his owners took him to the Harborfront Hospital for Animals and Veterinary Dental Solutions, where a doggy orthodontist prescribed him a set of braces. And now, pictures of Wesley smiling with his bright, shiny braces have been circling the internet. With all that metal wrapped around their teeth, some would think that most dogs would become Bruxellmaniacs, but not Wesley. He doesn't mind the braces at all and is now able to eat his food with gusto. A Bruxellmaniac is someone with an uncontrollable urge to grind their teeth.
It's merging neighborhood.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant, and Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. We've been visiting with Mr. Emerson Brantley, and Don, he's got some very unusual perspective on things, doesn't he, sir?
He absolutely does. You know, if anybody is listening, has ever worked in an organization, you know that there can be silos, what we call silos, where one organization doesn't necessarily talk well or work closely with the other. But you'd think that marketing and sales would be like, you know, in the same silo at least. And so Emerson has some really incredible information about some new approaches to that. And I share some new knowledge with us.
Yeah, Emerson just muted his mic there for a few seconds. He's had a little bit of the crud there. Okay, sir, we want you to share with us your unique perspective on marketing and sales.
It's an amazing thing to me. The very first job that I ever had, I was whisked into the president's office and I was hired. Excuse me. And to create a marketing program. And this is like a Fortune 100 company. And he comes around the side of his desk and he puts his arm on my shoulder. He says, "Now, son, don't you ever forget, marketing is an expense. Sales is where the revenue comes from." And I've run into that attitude my entire career. The thing is, the two coexist. But culturally, and Don, you were talking about the silos, that corporate culture, and this is even true as solopreneurs, there's a silo that exists between marketing and sales. Marketing's patting themselves on the back saying, "Man, we had the greatest number of leads we've ever had. Let's have beer and pizza on Friday for everybody." Meanwhile, over at sales, they're going, "Where are these people coming from? Craigslist? I mean, I can't, these people are bogus. They're not, we're not, they can't afford to pay attention." And marketing on the other side is going, "Man, you just need to get better closers. You guys are just weak. You just need better closers." And I tell marketing people, if you're doing your job to the best ability possible, then you don't need closers. What you need are order takers.
Yeah.
But you have to have a feedback loop. You have to have a marketing and sales partnership. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Marketing, why don't you mention the metrics and the KPIs in the last segment? We tend to love our numbers, don't we? We like to crunch those numbers, right?
Oh, yeah.
How many opens? How many clicks? How many, you know, and those are important because that's hard data. But it's the soft data that really matters. And sales is the sales teams are the ones who are on the phone talking with people face to face and are in that moment. The feedback that marketing needs most comes from sales. And when you create a marketing and sales partnership, now you can have what in Japan they refer to as Kaizen, continuous improvement. Your marketing it continues to improve. It never gets as good as it can. It just keeps getting better and better and better and better and better. Because marketing can take that information from sales, adjust the messaging, put it back out, watch how the numbers change. Sales comes back and gives them new information. Marketing can tweak it, test it, track it, and continually improve it. So that when the people call in the first time, this is that magic moment. When the people call in that first time, they say, "So Don, what's my next step?"
That is amazing.
That's a high bar, but that's the bar that I work towards in everything that I do with clients.
Absolutely. And for someone sitting out there listening to this, say, "Wow, this guy really knows what he's talking about." Well, he certainly does. And if you're wanting to develop that LLC, that laptop lifestyle career, you're going to need subject matter experts. And you'll be able to get in touch with Emerson after the show. He's going to give his web address and all that. I believe it's web3direct.com, W-E-B, the number 3, direct, D-I-R-E-C-T. .com. And you can also visit speakerspathway.com. Click on that
scroll down, look at the subject matter experts, and find a team of experts, including Emerson, that can help you get from where you are to where you want to be. That's what we're talking about here, because you're going to need help. You can't do it alone. Trust me on that. Would you agree with that, Emerson?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have to. I tell people perfection is paralysis.
Oh, gosh.
You also need to reach outside yourself, because we are not every man, or we're not every woman.
You know what I love about this feedback loop that you talked about, Emerson, is without that, you basically have to craft the perfect message the first time, right? Which means you're going to sit there in paralysis, because you know what? There is no perfection. And so but by putting it out there, seeing what happens, sales gets the information, feeds it back, and very quickly you hone in on improved messages, right?
Right. Right. And then you can zone in on what something Jim mentioned originally. when you really want to figure out, and you're really figuring out who it is you want, you have to also figure out who you don't want. There's a law of attraction out there. We all know the law of attraction. You know, open yourself to the universe and great things will happen, right? But how many of you know somebody who's been in, say, an abusive relationship more than once? It's like they got the law of attraction dialed in. They need to be putting the law of repulsion in. There's a yin to the yang. And in our marketing, our message shouldn't just attract. It has to also repel. Because going back to what we said in the last section, we don't want everybody. Figure out who we don't want. And write a message that is so clear that the people who we don't want say, that blows. I'm not going with it. Who does he think he is? That's crazy. I'm not going to pay. Whatever.
Yeah.
We don't deal with them. But the person in that crowd on the other side of the room, the sea of people clears like the parting of the Red Sea. Imagine if you're at a networking event and there's 200 people and the people just parted, and over on the other side of the room was the exact person you wanted.
Yes.
That's what our marketing can do when we're really zoned in this way.
You're exactly right, because like I said earlier about your thumbprint, you want to leave your imprint on the people that are looking for you. That's who you're searching for. And the other day, Don and I, we saw on one of our replies to was on Facebook, and we're talking about, you know, people developing their message and speaking and that sort of thing on that particular advertisement. And one guy popped in there and says, "Hey, are there any single women here?" No, we don't want that guy at all, right?
want him. That's
Exactly. You want to get rid of stuff because people like that are a distraction. They rob you of your time, effort, and energy. Think about your time, effort, and energy where you can reach out and help someone who says, "Hey, I'm struggling. I don't know how to handle this. I need help. I need your help." That's the person
you just hit a really good point, too, because when we're zoned in, we're not wasting the time, effort, energy, and money on the wrong people.
Yes.
So that actually means this is a paradox, okay? My entire career, I was told, hey, you want to hire qualified leads, you got to spend more money, okay? Higher quality, more money. You know what? It's the opposite when you really get this zoned in, because you're not wasting your message attracting the wrong people. And you can have better leads at lower cost that convert better, that buy more, spend more, buy repeat, send referrals as you're zoning in. You know, in putting this, I mentioned Tim Johnson earlier, and Tim is kind of known as a sales whisperer. And in getting this message out, he talks more on the sales side of it. And I talk more on the marketing side of it, but the two come together. The two come together in that marketing and sales partnership, where now you've got a complete whole unit that's working all in the same direction. Everyone's on the same page.
That's really amazing, because that's very important, because it's got to be in perfect balance and perfect harmony. And that's critical. And you look at any organization, you look at any type of company, or whether they're an independent or whatever. I mean, they've got to be, if they're successful, they're in perfect harmony. Otherwise, you're at war with yourself on the inside, and you can never win a battle on that one.
Well, that's why I say even solopreneurs have this problem.
Yes.
It's like, oh, God, I got to get these emails out. So now they're working on their marketing. We'll get my emails out. And it's like, again, the phone rings. Oh, now they got their sales hat on. And it's like they never bridge the gap. They never bridge that gap.
So, Emerson, if somebody's listening to this, they're a solopreneur, and most of us have been there at one time or another, right? Where you don't know what the heck hat you're running on. You're kind of overwhelmed. You've taken this course, and they tell you need to run ads, and you got to do this, and you got to do that. What would you recommend? They're sitting there right now, listening to this, going, "Wow, I really want to do something different because what I'm doing isn't working." What would you recommend?
I would recommend they step back and take the time to figure out why somebody's going to buy from them in the first place. Now, I have to give a qualification here. If we're talking, if the person is doing just affiliate marketing and they go on to, you know, one of the affiliate, go on to a site, sell whatever is the sell of the week, and they're just trying to build a big list and just keep throwing stuff at them, then they're not building relationships. So that's not what we're talking about. If you want to build a real business and you want to have long-term customer relationships of value, then we have to first step back from the hustle and bustle of the marketing stuff, the tactical stuff, and go back literally to square one. This is a football, you know, square one, and say, okay, why will that person buy from me? Why?
That's a real good point there, because so many people, they just want to throw money at a problem and make it go away, and that doesn't work because you're why. And also, too, in doing what Emerson is sharing with you, you're going to build a tribe, because people like, they're searching for people out there that are the real deal, they can trust. And most importantly, when you send them an email on something and they like you and they trust you and you're a member of your tribe, chances are they will open it. How valuable is that?
And read it and respond.
Yes.
There's a difference in direct. A lot of people know the term direct marketing or direct response marketing. Well, the opposite of direct response is mass marketing. And the problem that I see today in many, 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 many cases is that people are doing the substance of direct marketing. They're sending emails, so they're sending it directly to people, but they're doing it with a mass marketing mindset, you know? I don't remember who it was who said, if you have a list of 10,000 people, you've got $1 million a year business. Well, that's just, right? I mean, that's just like, keep throwing stuff at it.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
I had a weird weekend relaxing and reading through Mental Floss when I came across these rip-roaring R-words. I recognized a few of them, such as the old 18th century Scottish word ramfizzled, which means fatigued or exhausted. A couple more great R-words are ruckety-tuckety, meaning crumpled or gathered up and ruched. Ruched is commonly used today to describe a flattering blouse or top. Rabbity is a 16th century word for an innocent fool, while Raffelkoppen is a rash, impetuous person. Or maybe just somebody that gets carried away with our words.
It's Merging Neighborhood.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grants. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And while we were on break and you guys were listening to the commercials, Don and I and Emerson were visiting, and Dandy Don, I tell you what, when Emerson mentioned what he's going to be giving away today, what question did I ask him?
So can we get that too? Can Don and I get that too?
Absolutely, because Emerson, we've known him for, you know, some time now. He's taught several classes Don and I have attended. And most importantly, when he gives you the nuts and bolts of the way things work, if you take that and you study it and you apply it, it's a win-win-win situation. And Dandy Don, let's bring Emerson right on back and give him the mic, and let's sit back and take notes. You got writer's cramp yet, brother?
Yes, I do. How did you know? I've actually switched to my left hand because my right hand is in so much cramps. And, you know, one thing I really love that Emerson shared with us last time is this whole feedback loop between marketing and sales. And, you know, you might be sitting there thinking, gosh, you know, I want to move forward, but I need to have the perfect message. And see, this frees you from perfection. And, you know, as I often say, success rewards what, Jim?
Action.
So, Emerson, tell us more about that.
Well, before I do, let me just say for the listeners, and I have also shared a stage with you guys, and you guys are both awesome. Just wanted to put that out there.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
So as far as bringing people along and helping them in their presentation skills, kudos to you. And they do need everything that you're talking about. The feedback, the marketing sales partnership is a feedback loop. Mm-hmm. This is the one thing that I would suggest to the people. This isn't about sitting down and having a cup of coffee, glass of tea, or beer, you know, with the two teams. This has to be something that is structured, that you have specific things that you are doing in order to make sure the right information is being asked for and given, and listened to. Listening is the key that makes great salespeople. Am I right?
Yes, sir. You certainly are, because people want to know that you're understanding what they need.
And if you're a good listener and not just thinking about what the next thing is you're going to say, you will hear the issues, the challenges, the objections, the things that people have that are blocking them. Mm. Now, as a salesperson, you may be able to work with them, move through that, overcome, and help them come to the decision. But feeding the right information to marketing and then brainstorming on how we can, in our marketing side, how can we address that? So, okay, is that a trait that we don't want to get? We don't want to be dealing with it. Is this a trait that we need to address ahead of time so sales doesn't waste time explaining it? Is it an objection that we actually haven't handled? And if we handle it, then the people... some will be satisfied with that, and some will say, no, that's no good, and they won't bother responding. So, again, not wasting time, coming more prepared for the sale. So asking the right questions is how you get the right answers, and doing it in a structured way, not just a one-off, not just a casual, let's go to lunch together and talk about what you're hearing, so that now marketing can go back and make changes and test, track, and tweak, and watch what happens when you do that.
That's really amazing. I'm glad you shared it like that, because so many times in our life, we've been in front of salespeople and, you know, we're saying one thing, but they're already pre-programmed in their mind what they're going to say back. And they're not really listening to us, and that aggravates us. And that's exactly what Emerson is talking about, being a good listener, because that will enable you to determine to what degree that you'll be able to help someone. Because there are going to be people coming down a pathway that you won't be able to help, and just be honest and open up front with them. And we're closing in on about 10 minutes before the hour. And Dandy Don, every Friday we give away a Friday freebie. So, sir, What do you have on the menu for us today?
What I want to give as a freebie is something related to what we've been talking about here. And it really came out of the workshop that I did recently, where I really, with a few simple questions, just one-on-one, asking some simple questions, helping people to really understand what they're excellent at, and then inventory all the different tools that they have that are kind of hidden within them because they're too close to it. What I want to offer is a one-on-one personal inventory of what you are excellent at, and then what tools do you have in your quiver that probably are hidden from you today. I'll walk you through that, and you'll walk away with dozens of resources that you can help the people who really need your help with. So that's my offer for today. Go to speakerspathway.com. In the contact, just mention that you want to get the personal inventory, and we'll set up a time.
Absolutely. And all the websites that we're going to be sharing with you today, ladies and gentlemen, I will put those in the description of the show. We'll publish the show, make it available on podcast and iTunes so you can download the podcast. You can tell someone about the podcast, send the links or the iTunes. But also, during the break, Emerson laid on us a great Friday freebie he wants to give. And when you hear what Emerson's going to offer to you, you will understand the why I asked if me and Don could get it too, because I know Emerson. I know what he brings to the party. Emerson, tell us about that Friday freebie, sir.
Well, one of the programs that I developed, the one that I did with Tim that I mentioned, is called SOLD, S-O-L-D. And SOLD stands for, the S is strategy, that's the marketing plus sales partnership. The O is objections equals opportunities. That's what happens when we start getting this loop right. The L is leveraging referrals, and the D is duplicating and automating. So if they go to Y2Wealth, that's W-H-Y, the number two, and wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, .com/app, we have been working on developing an app that actually will be a resource, and we'll be continually adding to it. We haven't promoted it. We haven't really launched it. The show is today, so I'm letting your viewers know that they can get it. And they, along with that, also a blueprint that shows how all of this works when it's all in balance, when you're getting all of these parts working together, how it will work for your business. And then also 15 questions that are key questions to be asking, so that will help them as well. So the address is Y2Wealth, that's with the number two in the middle, Y2Wealth.com/app, A-P-P. The link is right there for them to be able to go in and get the app, as well as download the other two bonuses.
That's really amazing, because Don and I, as we can tell you, when Emerson prepares for a class or prepares in a document like what he's sharing with you, it is easy to follow, it makes sense, and most importantly, it will help you clean out the cobwebs of your thinking. It will help you to see the end result, your why. I mean, he just takes us from the alpha to the omega. Would you agree with that, Don?
Absolutely. If you're sitting there and your head is spinning a bit, if you feel overwhelmed, if you feel like you're not getting the results in your marketing, I really, really highly encourage you to go to Y2Wealth, download that app, take Emerson's advice. It's going to help you. It's just guaranteed to help you. So just do it. Success rewards what? Action. Take the action. Go do it.
And just to reinforce, this isn't something we've actually launched yet, so they're like the first one. So there's going to be more stuff that's going to be added into it, okay?
That's really amazing.
I wanted to make that available for your listeners.
Yeah, thank you. Because the amount of value that you're bringing just right there, my goodness gracious, we never talk about putting a price on Friday freebies or anything like that. But ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you, for what Don offered and what Emerson has offered, you're talking hundreds of dollars if you went out and tried to get that valuable information. And here it is on our show, Your Futures Now, that's sponsored by speakerspathway.com. You can get it for free. And all the information and websites I will have in the description of the here to on TogaNet at the show. I just got to notice we got 3 minutes left. Boy, this time is flying. But let me hush and let Emerson say something, or Don, you guys go ahead.
Well, to reiterate what Don has been saying, it's all about the action. So hopefully, you all have gotten a few key points that you can take from your notes that you can be actionable solutions in your business. And, you know, I look forward to hearing some of the success stories from that.
And I'd like to share, go back to the pirate hat, because I think that that's really tied into this, right? It's what is your uniqueness? Why should someone pay attention to you? And I think you have really used that to help people sit up. So tell us just a quick story. We only got a couple minutes left, but tell us the quick story behind the hat.
Well, there's a thing called the Marketers Cruise, and I've been on it for, I don't know, 9 or 10 years. And there are 500 marketers, and you're on a boat for a week, and you have 30 seconds to introduce yourself. And so I figured out early on I needed to do something with what Conrad Levinson would call guerrilla marketing, so that it stood out. And so I begin wearing the pirate hat and tell them they can, because the other option is they want to find you. How do they find you now out of the 500 people? And so it's, you can find me by me hat. And so over the years.
That's brilliant.
It's
free virtually, except for the cost of the hat, which maybe cost you $30. I don't know. But, you know, really it's, why talk to me? Why me? Well, because I'm the guy with the hat.
Yeah. And people come to me and they said, talk to the pirate. And yeah. I go in, when I speak around the country, I don't think there's been an event I've spoken at in the last 5 years where somebody hasn't come up and said, where's your hat, if I didn't wear it?
You know? The thing that gets me, too, is that no one else would want to copy that because it's so unique. It really is. And we got about 1 minute left, and I just want to thank Emerson so much for joining us today. Oh, it's been our pleasure, brother. You've made us look real good to the audience, and that's what we're here for, is provide audience with real good quality people. And next week, we're going to have Dr. Karen Perkins on as our guest. And I know, Emerson, you know her. You know what a quality lady she is.
She'll knock their socks off.
Oh, yeah. When she's on, I'm just going to give her the mic and hush up and let, you know, what do you think about it, Don?
Absolutely. I think Karen interviewed us at a couple of events, and she's fantastic at what she does. I can't wait to have her on the show.
She's a real dynamo.
Yes, she is. And all of our guests, Don and I, we tell them, this is your show. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. I'm Jim Grant. We'll see you next week. Thanks again. Have a great one.